97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A new winter farmers market is kicking off in Marathon County this weekend. Marshfield Summer Market vendors worked with the Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce and Industry to formalize a farmers market cooperative in 2025.
Through our meetings from day one, they were like, we want to have a winter market. And I was like, okay, we got to do all these other things. And if we can do them, like, let's organize a winter market. Like, why not?
That's Melissa Hack, the Regional Farmers Market Coordinator for Portage, Wood, Wapaka, Marathon, and Adams Counties. She said the winter market will be held in the 2nd Street Community Center with space for about 20 vendors.
The community center is also attached to the library. So it's a really nice, like, community space or, like, community hub where, like, you could go and, like, get some books at the library and then, like, pop in at the farmers market and then go walk downtown and do some shopping too.
Hack shared a couple tips for first-time market shoppers.
If it's your first time coming to a farmer's market, I would say bring your own bags, bring your own totes, just to help out any costs for the businesses.
Hack continues that having cash on hand is a good idea.
Bringing cash is ideal. Some vendors only accept cash. So if you can bring cash, that's ideal. I think a lot of our vendors are likely to have credit or debit accessibility. But just to be safe, it's nice to have some cash in your pocket.
The Marshfield Winter Farmers Market is open from 9 to 2 every Saturday, starting January 10th through the end of May. We've got lots of data center news from all over Wisconsin. Savannah Tome Olson breaks it down.
In DeForest, residents had circulated a petition asking the village board to add a new ordinance requiring that any big annexation of land would have to go on the ballot as a referendum, so voters would have the final say. At a meeting Tuesday night, the DeForest Village Board said no to that idea. QTS wants DeForest to annex 1,600 acres of property to build a data center there. And in Menominee, the city council has instituted new rules for approving these huge projects. The city now has tighter rules for how data centers should be zoned. They can't be considered warehousing anymore, and now there's a whole separate zoning category just for data centers. Council members tell Civic Media this change allows them to respond to community concerns in the future, like noise, light, and water use. The city of Menominee has faced pushback over a $1.6 billion proposal from Balloonist LLC. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers have introduced a plan that would further regulate data centers. The proposal from Republicans Romaine Quinn and Shannon Zimmerman would ban data center electricity costs from being passed on to Wisconsinites. It would also require data centers use closed-loop cooling systems, which dramatically decrease their water use. Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin has introduced her own bill that would regulate data centers. In a statement to Civic Media, she says she's encouraged to see more lawmakers joining the conversation, but neither of those bills has had a hearing yet. And then on top of that, a candidate for governor wants to pause all data center construction across Wisconsin. Madison Representative Francesca Hong has proposed a statewide moratorium on the projects until lawmakers have a chance to write new rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the criminal penalties for those using artificial intelligence to harass or scam people. The proposed bill was introduced by State Senator Sarah Kieski. The bill would make it a misdemeanor to create and post AI deepfakes to harass people and a felony to use deepfakes to defraud someone of money. AI experts are encouraging people to improve the security of their own devices and login information by using two-factor authentication whenever possible, or even by coming up with a code word for family and friends in emergencies. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for public feedback on the state's beaver management plan. The current plan was adopted in 2015 and intended to be used for a period of 10 years. As part of the new plan development, the DNR has convened the Beaver Management Plan Committee, which is composed of representatives from tribal agencies, hunting and trapping organizations, conservation partners, and Conservation Congress members, as well as technical staff from the DNR and federal agencies. The new plan will guide the management of beavers in Wisconsin for the next 10 years. People have until January 31st to submit public comments. You can find more details and public listening session information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. The next Ruby's Pantry will be Saturday, January 17th in Wisconsin Rapids. Food distribution is from 8 to 9:15 a.m. at Pitch Early Learning Center on 17th Street South. Each food bundle is a $25 donation and approximately 70 pounds of food. You can pay online and reserve your bundles at rubyspantry.org. Cash pay is first come, first serve, and there's no limit on how many you can purchase. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
A win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Marquette over Xavier, 66-65, thanks to a slam dunk by Ben Gold. With less than a minute to play, head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
It feels good to win. Guys did a great job at the very end, doing one of the most basic things that goes into winning basketball games, and that's, you know, back-to-back possessions of a score and a stop.
The win snapped a six-game losing streak for Marquette. NBA, the Bucks came up short in San Francisco, losing to Golden State 120-113, Steph Curry 31 points. NFL, the Packers in the playoffs against the Bears Saturday night, but they'll do it without one of their most versatile players, Bo Melton, to IR with a knee injury, suffered against the Vikings. Melton has played wide receiver, defensive back, and on special teams.
He became the returner, he's the off guy, you know, he does so many things, so he'll be missed for sure.
At special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy this morning, then scattered rain developing here by later today, and we could get a quarter to a half inch in spots. Our high in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tonight, cloudy with some rain and snow, and then tomorrow, a little bit of light snow, then mostly cloudy with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.